So I told Nikolaj, who cares if you're bad at skateboarding? When you grow up, nobody thinks skateboarders are cool. What's cool is hemming your own pants.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Jake, you seem distracted. You're agreeing with everything I say. We should go on a month-long couples vacation. You, Amy, me, and my dad.
Yeah, fine, whatever.
And we should get matching hats that say Best Bud 1 and Best Bud 2. We should wear them all the time.
For sure. Look, Charles, don't look behind you, but I think we're being followed. I saw this guy when we were leaving the precinct, then he was in line at lunch, and now he's right behind us.
Is it someone you arrested?
I don't recognize him, but judging by the head-to-toe denim, I'd say he's either not American or deeply American. I'm thinking Ukraine or Kentucky.
Well, should we call it in?
No, I've got a better idea. Hi there. Who are you and why are you following me?
I'm not following you. I come for Charles Boyle.
Hey! Hands where we can see him.
Chill out, bro. It's not gun. It's just, it's a toy. No shoot, pretty please. It's gift. For Nikolaj.
Nikolaj? How do you know Charles' son?
My name is Gintars, from Latvia. I am Nikolaj's birth father.
Oh, Nikolaj's birth father, who I never hoped to meet. Very cool.
Charles, you okay? You hit your head pretty hard.
Oh, no, I'm fine. I don't have a concussion.
Yeah, we'll see about that. How many musical numbers are there in the movie Zootopia?
Ugh, just the one.
Yeah, he's okay.
Ugh, I don't know what's going on. How did you find me? Orphanage isn't supposed to give out that information.
You know Dragomir, Nikolaj's brother? You tell me all about you.
Of course, you're Dragomir's father, too.
No, Dragomir is my brother. Dragomir and I have same father, but different mother. Her name is Nyuta. Together we have baby. That baby's Nikolaj. Dragomir is brother of Nikolaj. I am brother of Dragomir, also stepfather. We are a contemporary blended family. Would make very good TV show.
Honestly, that does sound very interesting and good.
Anyways, I was too young and poor to have a child, but now I'm a very successful businessman. I have my own clothing line. Maybe you heard of it. The Gape. We also have Baby Gape and the Gape Body.
Oh, you mean the Gap?
No, Gape. Like, there are two things and there's a space between.
Yeah, like a gap, like the Gap, the company that already exists.
I don't know what you're saying. I never heard of it. But is it a knockoff of Gape? Do they sell clothing?
So what, you have money now and you're just gonna take Nikolaj back?
No, I don't want to take boy from you. I just want to meet him one time. Look, I know it's a lot to ask, but please. Nikolaj is my sex result.
Oh yeah? Well, I walk your sex result to school every morning.
No, don't use his words.
I help your sex result with his homework.
This is bad even for you.
I sing your sex result a lullaby every night.
I wanna do something.
You will never meet my son.
Oh yeah? Well, then I don't leave America until I meet the boy. And I come from white country. I have very long visa. Very long.
So I'm positive the murder happened inside this apartment, but CSI could find no traces of blood. I'd like to ask the FBI to bring in a team of lab techs.
This would require Commissioner Kelly signing off. Before I make that ask, is there anything else we can do?
I'm pretty sure there is. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I am now.
We need ye!
Who? Isn't that guy that led that seminar where you guys turned Boyle into a mummy and then you pushed him down the stairs?
Whoa! Rosa, easy. No one pushed Boyle down the stairs.
Right. We may have plastered his eyes shut and left him to wander around blindly, but he fell down on his own. It was a classic accident.
Exactly. Anyway, Dr. Yi is a genius in the field of forensic entomology. They call him Father Fly.
How cool is that?
0%. How are insects going to help us? There weren't any in or around the body.
Oh my God. You still think forensic entomology is all blowflies and screwworms, don't you?
It's a good one, Santiago. You should take the lieutenant's exam.
Hey.
Dr. Yi has recently bred a species of fly that has increased sensitivities to certain human proteins.
They can detect trace amounts of blood, even if it's been cleaned with bleach.
Or masked with animal urine.
Oh, I was building to that. Thanks for stealing my thunder.
This is nasty. Terry hates bugs. Too many eyes and legs.
Would you still hate bugs if I told you that there were thousands of tiny mites that live in your eyebrows and that keep them from being weighed down by oils? Yes!
Look, I really think we should go with the feds on this.
No, we're bringing in Yi. I'll make the call right now.
Oh, can I listen on speaker?
Mm. Oh my God, it's gonna be a long couple days.
Are you telling me? I got bugs in my brows, Rosa.
Hey, so what's your plan with Gintars? He's kind of taking over the whole waiting area.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'm watching Mad About You on Latvian Hulu. It's a very funny show. Very many episodes. I could sit here all day.
I don't know what to do. He's never gonna leave, but I'm scared for Nikolaj to get to know him.
Okay, how about this? Gintars just wants to see him, right? We could maybe have them meet without telling Nikolaj that Gintars is his birth father. Just say he's an old friend of ours.
Jake, you're completely forgetting about the olfactory bond. Nikolaj will immediately recognize his father's scent.
Well, you gotta do something, and I don't think you're gonna wait this guy out.
No! Paul and Jamie are locked in the bathroom, but Jamie has a turkey in the oven. This is a very good setup.
And they pay it off.
Yeah, so good.
Okay, Jake, let's give your plan a shot.
Okay, Gintars, remember, the deal is you cannot tell Nikolaj you're his father.
Oh, Gintars. I'm Billy Hanukkah. I'm from the Bronx, Manhattan. I eat pizza at Famous Race.
Okay, well, no need to get too specific or offer up any backstory. Hey, guys, I'm just coming from work with my friend Billy Hanukkah.
Hanukkah?
It's fine. Kids don't know which names are weird.
Nikolaj, say hi to Jake and this stranger.
Hi, Jake. I love you. Nice to meet you, Mr. Hanukkah. I love you, too.
Oh, man, he really is a boy, isn't he?
Hello, my little friend. Did you have a good day at school?
We had computer class today.
I'm your real father. My name is Gintars. You are my son.
What? Well, that backfired real quick.
Daddy, why is the man saying he's my father?
Mr. Hanukkah is crazy. He has no children of his own and has driven him mad. I'm your father, Nikolaj.
It's pronounced Nikolaj.
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 It's okay. You say it wrong.
Okay. Well, that was fun. Hey, why don't you go play over there, buddy? You can take this drugstore receipt. It's very long and filled with coupons. You can fly it around like a kite.
Wow, kids are really basic. Is being a dad super easy?
What the hell was that? You promised you wouldn't tell him.
I'm so sorry. I smelled my boy. I don't know what came over me. Please, I'm in town for 10 more days. Let the Nikolaj know I exist. Let me spend time with him. I could take him to the Russian bathhouse. Has he been?
No, I'm not some weirdo that takes my 8-year-old to the Russian bath. We take our baths at home, together as a family, like normal people.
Not sure you have the upper hand on that storm off, Boyle.
He's here. Dr. Yi is on his way up. How's my breath?
Perfect. He's gonna love it.
This is not a good color on you guys. Speaking of bad looks, Sarge, what is going on with your eyebrows, man?
I shaved them off because of the bugs. Sharon said you couldn't notice.
Sharon lied, Terry. You look like a straight-up fool.
Damn, Rosa. No, Diaz is right. Your face is horrifying. You should leave before... Hello, Dr. Yi. Out back now.
Captain Holt, nice to see you again.
Please, call me Raymond, unless that feels weird. You don't have to. I'll answer to anything.
Raymond works. So, I understand you have a potential crime scene and you'd like to find some blood. Well, I brought along several hundred of my best detectives to help out.
Oh my God, I'm starstruck.
We all are. So, what made you think of using Drosophila as a method of searching for blood traces?
Have you ever read Sun Tzu's textbook, The Washing Away of Wrongs, from 1235?
No. Nope.
Yes.
Which edition?
It tells the story of the first known use of forensic entomology. A farmer was slashed to death. A local judge asked everyone in the town to lay down their sickles, and though they all appeared clean, one attracted a horde of flies. The insects could sense the blood, even though it was invisible to the human eye.
Wow, what an arresting story.
Yes, they did arrest him.
Oh! Oh, my. We made a joke together.
Okay, Dr. Yi, how effective is your box of bugs?
Oh, well, in a lab, they've detected blood even when it's been cleaned with bleach.
Or covered with animal urine.
You two really know your stuff.
I know that sound. That's the moaning of a man who left his lunch at a bus.
I didn't lose my lunch, you idiot. I lost my son.
Okay, Scully, I got this. Hey there, bud. I got you your favorite tea, duck broth.
Thanks. You know me so well. But I'm too sad to drink duck broth.
Wow, never thought I'd hear you or anyone say that.
Oh, Nikolaj is asking if Gintars is really his dad. I worked so hard to have him think of me as his father, and now it's all ruined. He'll probably go back to call me what he did when we first adopted him, Mr. America.
I know you're upset, but that is a dope nickname.
But I'm not Mr. America. I'm Daddy.
Of course you are.
I just don't want Nikolaj to see him again. I don't want him turning into a Gintars.
You have nothing to worry about. Nikolaj is already a mini Charles. He's an 8-year-old boy whose favorite movie is Bullets Over Broadway.
So what are you saying? I should let him spend time with Gintars?
I just worry that if you prevent him from knowing his birth father, that he'll build up some fantasy of him and then blame you for keeping them apart.
That's crazy.
The way that King Triton kept Ariel from exploring the surface?
Oh my God, you're right. I'm driving Nikolaj into the arms of a sea witch.
Watching him work is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get video.
Santiago, please.
hold the phone horizontal to get more flies in frame.
All right, guys. This fanboy stuff is a little much.
The only thing that's a little much around here are your scrawled on eyebrows. Yeesh.
Seriously? I thought they worked.
They do, if you want to look like a mean drag queen.
I knew I should have done a flatter arch. This is a nighttime look.
Well, the flies are not reacting. Now you keep going. I'll tell you now, it's very unlikely there are any traces of blood in here.
Well, according to my timeline, this is the only place the murder could have happened.
Sorry, Rosa. Looks like your timeline's wrong because the flies don't lie. You can use that if you want.
Oh, he's not gonna use a cheeky slogan. He's a man of science.
I like it. The flies don't lie.
Okay, Dr. Yi, exactly how accurate is this technology?
Diaz, how dare you question the man? Dr. Yi has spent millions of dollars developing and researching these flies.
It's fine. Would you all like to see what happens when they actually sense blood?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Will you hold this, Allie? Sorry, Detective Diaz. I know it's upsetting when a hunch doesn't pan out.
Well, it's over. The flies have it. Keep your eyes on the flies. Flies don't lie. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, that was Santiago's. Damn it.
Oh, this was a bad idea.
Relax. He gets one afternoon with Nicolaj and he chooses basketball. Does Nicolaj even like basketball?
Oh, he loves to get your head in the game number from High School Musical.
I haven't seen it, but I know that's not the same. And look at them. Does it seem like he's actually enjoying this?
Porzingis!
Charles, can I tell you a story?
Always.
All right. When I was 10, my dad started dating this woman, Lisa. My mom hated her. But Dad wanted us to bond, so one day he took me and Lisa to the mall and dropped us off. She proceeds to steal a ton of blouses from Ann Taylor and then immediately makes me go back in and exchange them for store credit. Then, to celebrate, I get to pull Lisa's Cinnabon apart because her nails are too long and curly to do it herself.
Oh.
Point being, nothing has ever made me love my own mother more than the time I spent with Lisa. Gintars is Lisa. You are my mom.
I can't believe I get to be Karen. What an honor.
Daddy, Daddy.
Yes, sweetie.
Can we leave?
Oh, no. So soon? But I understand. We can go home right now.
No, not home. Daddy Gintars wants to buy me a jean jacket just like his.
Daddy Gintars.
Daddy Gintars.
Oh, no. I'm Lisa. Wait, no, that's not right. Everything going okay in here? I know you're going through something, but people are starting to complain about the moaning.
I would give anything to have Gintars gone and out of Nicolaj's life, but it's not gonna happen.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna close the door then, and you can feel free to moan as much as you need. This is bad.
I know. He's been like that all day.
No, I was talking about your eyebrows. Whatever's going on up there is real, real bad.
Well, it's better than having two bug hotels above your eyes.
But wouldn't they also be in your goatee?
Don't do this to me, Jake.
Wait a minute. I may have just thought of a way to get rid of Gintars. Do you still have that friend who works in the counterfeiting task force?
Yeah, why?
Gintars has this terrible knockoff clothing brand called The Gape. If I could get him to admit on tape that he's selling counterfeit goods, they would terminate his visa and deport him.
Deport him? Doesn't that seem a little extreme?
Yeah, definitely. But Charles just said he'd give anything for Gintars to be gone. He's not doing great, Terry.
Okay. But how are you going to get Gintars on tape?
Good question, Sergeant Crazy Brows. Gintars is always talking about the Russian baths. I'll see if he'll meet me there and then ask him to cut me in on his business. Meanwhile, I'll have a mic hidden underneath my towel. It's foolproof.
Before we do deal, we take off towel. Get full naked.
Ha!
What are you waiting for? I want to see where your hair starts and stops.
Gintars?
Take it off now.
Hey, Sarge. Holy crap, what the hell is that?
That is a bug-free zone is what it is. I bleached it. I'm smarter than they are, Rosa.
Uh-huh, what about your nose hair?
Oh, man, Terry forgot about his nose.
Hey, why is Yi still here?
Holt wants him to hand in his case report in person. I think he's trying to trick him into going to lunch with us.
Wait, it's noon? If I didn't know better, I'd say that was lunchtime.
I hope they take that container of bugs with them when they go.
Wait, the container's here? I have an idea. All I need is some blood.
This is fresh.
Oh, terrible, yet perfect. Stupid bugs didn't do anything. You lied to us, Sarge.
Huh?
Why is your towel still on? This is business conversation. You cannot trust a man who does not show you his full self.
Well, not in America. Here we have business meetings, fully clothed, sometimes even in a suit and tie. Have you ever seen the show Shark Tank?
Latvian Shark Tank is all nude.
Sounds weirdly sexy.
No, not at all. There's no female sharks, so it's just four Mr. Wonderfuls naked on a big leather couch.
Not what I imagined. Hey, listen.
I would love to buy some of that knockoff denim.
Okay, first of all, it's not knockoff, okay? Gape is true, authentic brand. The real thief is Gap.
Are they?
What makes more sense, that they take Gape and remove letter, or that I take Gap and add pricey E?
I don't care if it's fake. I just want to buy some.
It's not fake. You are still wearing a towel, and this deal, over.
Wait. Do you want to know why I won't take off my towel? It's because I'm embarrassed about what's underneath.
Mutilated penis?
Yep, that is it. You guessed it on the first try. That's what's under there, the old new pee.
I am so sorry about your penis.
That's a bummer.
But we all have things that bring us shame. Remember when I told you before that Gape was original, authentic brand?
I do, it was just now ago.
Yeah, well, I stole the whole thing from Gap.
And here I was, completely believing you when you told me you didn't. Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that with me.
You are a freak, but I support you. Come.
Oh, no, it's a naked hug.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Having a little coffee? That's cool. Yee's a fraud.
What?
Excuse me?
Those nasty-ass bugs don't smell blood. And they must not smell bullcrap either, because he's spewing it everywhere.
What are you saying out of your weird face?
We put the flies near fresh blood and nothing happened. They didn't react at all.
Do you know how stupid these accusations sound? Diaz, you're fired.
What?
Dr. Yee is one of the most respected forensic experts in the country.
For you two, let's not mince words, common fools, to suggest that you found the flaw in this brilliant man.
You're right.
What?
Huh?
The flies don't sense blood. They're just regular flies.
But Dr. Yee, you can't be a fraud. You gave a TED Talk.
I spent $6 million in federal grant money on this experiment, and I got nowhere. The closest I ever came was when they all landed on a popsicle once.
But in the apartment, we saw them react to a cotton swab dipped in blood.
It was melted popsicle. Jam works too, but it's more expensive.
So, sir, you were saying something about us being common fools?
So who looks stupid now?
Terry, your left eyebrow was missing.
Oh, I must have rubbed it off. There it is. Who looks stupid now?
Jake, hey, I got him, man. Nice jeans, and the good thing is, look, both legs, same length.
Thank you very much. And I see it's 100% denimish. Caution, do not wear near women who are pregnant or breastfeeding.
This is true. The nipple may fall off.
Oh, hey, guys. Kintar said to meet him here. I didn't realize you were coming.
My man! I'm the wrestler. Come here.
Charles, what are you doing here? Why is Nikolaj here?
Oh, he's been so happy since he met Kintars. I've been focusing on myself and not really thinking about Nikolaj. I didn't realize how much it meant to him to know he hadn't been abandoned. I'm okay with them having a relationship.
Wow, that is so great of you, Charles, but I really wish you'd included me in your decision-making process.
Why?
No reason. I just maybe went in a different, less mature direction. Hey, maybe we should leave this area, like, right now.
God, where's he going? Hey, man.
Gintars Herbie, you're under arrest for selling counterfeit goods.
Jake, you set me up. Do you even have mutilated penis?
No. It's perfect. Okay. So they're taking Gintars to the airport, and they're not hurting him any more than they already did when he was resisting arrest. Now they won't let him go just because I asked them to, even though they arrested him just because I asked them to. It's a crazy system. I don't understand it. But here's what I'm thinking. I call the State Department.
You've done enough, Jake.
That's nice of you to say. But
my tone wasn't nice.
But your tone is always nice with me. Wait a minute, are you mad?
Yes, because you butted into a situation you shouldn't have. You need to keep your butt in your pants.
My butt was only out because you said you wanted Gintars gone.
Well, thanks to your butt, Nikolaj feels like he's been abandoned all over again.
Okay, but my butt was the one that got them together in the first place. I don't feel like my butt is getting credit for that.
Well, that's because your butt was inappropriate then, too. Your butt should have never been a part of this. So now, I gotta go clean up the big nasty mess that your butt made.
But my butt no butt! My butt no butt!
Diaz, Jeffords, Santiago would like to apologize to you for our behavior.
I thought we were both apologizing.
Oh, I misunderstood. What would I be apologizing for?
The same thing as me.
Really?
You guys maybe want to have this conversation on your own?
Yes. Okay, we have come to a decision that we would both like to apologize. We should have trusted your instincts over Dr. Yee and his flies.
And?
And we shouldn't have been so insulting.
And? I'm not going to apologize for your face. That mess is clearly on you.
Fair enough.
I'll ask Commissioner Kelly to approve your initial request for an FBI lab team.
That won't be necessary. I solved the case. The flies actually came in handy. These have been genetically engineered to detect blood, and there's a whole swarm of them at your apartment right now with Dr. Ronald Yee. The flies don't lie. Confessed immediately.
How about that? Dr. Yee and his flies
saved the day after all.
No, I did.
Should we call Yi and tell him the good news?
It would probably make him feel so much better.
What is going on?
He did seem so sad.
So sad.
He should be sad. He's a fraud.
Shh, it's ringing.
Hey.
Hey. Did you make it to the airport in time to see Gintars?
Yes, but TSA wouldn't let him stay in the country. At least Nicolaj got to spend a few hours with his birth father at a Chili's, too.
Chili's as well. Listen, I feel bad, and I wanted to do something, but I know you didn't want my help, so long story short, I made us these hats.
I obviously love them. They don't change how I'm feeling.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry that I messed things up, but I was just trying to be a good friend.
I know, but that doesn't always mean fixing my life. You shouldn't have done anything without asking me. Sometimes I just want you to listen.
Right. I hear that.
It's just, adoption is complicated. No matter how much I want to be, I'm not Nicolaj's real father.
Come on, Charles, of course you are.
Well, that'll be up to him. And he may even change his mind about it throughout his life. I mean, all I can do is make him feel safe and give him as much love as I can.
Well, I think Nicolaj is very lucky to have you.
Nicolaj.
Okay, let's take these hats out for a spin. I've waited long enough. Here you go, best bud one.
You'd rather be best bud two?
I just want you to listen a little more. I don't want to change our whole dynamic.
Okay, good, because I really wanted to be best bud one.
I know you did. Clink!
Oh, they're way too small.
Ooh, they're tight.
They're way too small.
Hurt.
They don't fit.
Not a doctor.
Shh. From your lawn.